If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Getting used to calling him Senator. Rumor is I might have to start calling him Mr. Vice President. Why, ooh, for the moment, Senator Al Franken, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm in Cleveland.
I'm sorry. I saw you. I saw you this morning on Morning Joe, and you made a shocking admission that you do not like Ted Cruz. That's a brave stand to take, sir.
I think I'm one of the first to say it publicly.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, that's you, always going against the grain, Senator.
That's right. That's right. Somebody had to say it.
Senator Franken, you obviously had an illustrious career in comedy before your illustrious career in the Senate. What could you write what you've been watching this week in Cleveland?
I'm sorry, what?
Could you write what you've been watching this week in Cleveland?
Well, you know, it's always the truth is stranger than fiction, and this has been a very odd year. I mean, you couldn't write last night. Cruz not endorsing. I don't know how that happens. How you don't work that out in the invitation part. You don't go like, if you'd like to speak at the convention, I will let you speak there, but you have to endorse me.
Right.
And you can say yes or no. And, talk about a tough negotiator. how do you get a guy coming here and not endorse you? I mean, you don't give him the spot.
Yes. Yes, it's this has been somewhat ill-managed as a well-known writer as well. How about that whole Melania speech? It just seems a little bit attention to detail is lacking in the Trump campaign.
I'm sorry, the
Melania's speech being plagiarized.
The plagiarism.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know how. I guess they've thrown somebody under the bus, right?
Mm-hmm. Meredith. Yes.
And it. You know, everyone is supposed to vet, that's supposed to be very vetted. And I guess the person who did the plagiarizing, the person who actually wrote the Michelle, you know, wrote down the Michelle Obama stuff.
Right.
He wasn't trying real hard. I mean, if you're going to plagiarize, don't do it from the last speech form for a presidential nominee, his wife, who went on to be president. I mean, it seems like you're going to get caught.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I played a soundbite from Monty Python yesterday about, the Burn the Witch scene, and it took people a minute to realize that it was not from the RNC. Just the headline this morning, liar, lock her up, shoot her, GOP denounces Clinton. It's hard to, sort of comprehend quite seriously this hate fest that we're watching. About Hillary, right?
Well, how much can you say positive about Donald Trump? And it was actually the only thing about Pence's speech last night that I kind of liked was just that it was finally someone who said something nice about him who wasn't a family member.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So,
yeah, that was not receiving a trust fund from you. Yeah, that was.
But I think, frankly, that, you know, it just puts tremendous weight on Trump's speech tonight.
Yeah.
So he can save the convention by giving a great speech, but it puts all the pressure on that because this is, you know, every night as something is derailed in one way or another. And, last night it was Cruz, and it's just sort of all up to him. And I think he can erase all the, you know, how bad the first three nights have been with one great speech. I don't know. It won't be a great speech in my point, my point of view, obviously. But I don't know. He's a showman, and we'll see what he does.
I heard you talking about this morning, Senator, that you've known Secretary Clinton for 25 years.
Right.
Everybody, of course, that knows her, that I know, just it must be amazing for you to watch this cartoon that they're running against that just bears no resemblance.
You know, sorry, Stephanie, I'm in Cleveland on the highway here, and a truck just went past us. Could you say that one more time?
I was saying that you've known Secretary Clinton for 25 years. You were one of the first senators to come out and endorse her. And I was saying, right, it must be interesting for you to watch this cartoon that they're running against that bears no resemblance to the actual person.
Well, again, we're on the highway, so, but are you asking me, what can I tell you about her?
I was saying, they're running against a caricature of Hillary that is not real. You know the real person.
Here's a caricature of Hillary. Yeah. I don't know anyone who works as hard as she does. And that is a trust issue. You've got to trust that your president is going to be working day and night for the country. And that's what she does. You know, she is never not prepared. I mean, and to me, that work ethic is the trust issue.
Yeah,
I trust her to take her job seriously because she takes every job she's had incredibly serious. And I've seen the presidency a little up close by virtue of being a senator. And you know what it means, what it takes day to day to be the president of the United States. This is why George W. Bush was so bad at it. Because he did not have that work ethic. He had a workout ethic. It was a good, strong workout ethic.
But you must give him that.
He went into that war in Iraq because he wanted to go to war in Iraq. He did not look at the evidence. He did not. He wanted to go. And my feeling about her, the basic trust issue, you can't trust Donald Trump. He does not care to know anything. The one thing I know about her is her work ethic. The other thing I know about her, and I'll do this from the standpoint of someone who used to do comedy, she's very funny.
Yeah.
She has a genuinely goofy sense of humor. She's a real person.
When I've met her, that's exactly what, you know, people that know her tell me, that she's warm and funny and down to earth. And I have to hope that, you know, particularly the debates. I can't wait for the debates because I just can't even imagine Donald Trump.
That's me, magic.
You know, yeah.
I'm not sure if the debate will show off her sense of humor. Maybe it will. But, you know, that debate is going to be, those debates are going to be pretty serious debates in terms of, I think there's going to be a lot of confrontation and hostility, and she's got to figure out how she deals with that, because he's him.
As the author of Lying Liars and the Lies They Tell, Donald Trump, I think, has been fact-checked that I think nearly 70-something percent, according to PolitiFact, of the things he says are lies. What would you advise her? How do you run someone that almost virtually everything they say is untrue, right? Like we're the highest tax country in the world, or on and on and on, right?
Well, I think we are in a different place than when I wrote Lies and Lying Liars, because I think it's now like quaint that I wrote a book debunking, you know, pointing out that people lie.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and you know, taking them to task for misrepresenting a tax cut or something like that. It's just now everyone just, that's not the world anymore. It's just.
But they can be counted on, whether it's a, you know, no, that's not a Star of David. It's a sheriff's badge on a pile of money. And then, but you got it on a Nazi website. And, right? I mean, I don't know how you,
We get this constantly. There's a constant stream of this, and there is no penalty to pay. And if you debunk lies, no one seems to care. They go like, oh, of course, everybody lies. And, you know, I will say this, is that we in the Democratic caucus, there, in the Senate, many of us, really are scrupulous about telling the truth, and will, Dianne Feinstein will not say anything, quote anything unless it's cited for her by her staff. And I have told my staff, you know, never let me go out there and say something that isn't true.
Yeah.
But my goodness, I mean, remember when John Kyle said that 97% of what Planned Parenthood does is abortion?
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like that was inverted. It was 3%.
Yes.
And then his spokesperson said that Senator Kyle's statement was not intended to be truthful.
Right. Right. There is another word for that.
Or factual.
Yes.
It was not intended to be factual.
Right.
And I wanted to offer a resolution on the floor saying that everything we say has to be intended to be factual. And we could vote on that.
I tell you what, I was just in Minneapolis, and they love them some Senator Ralph Franken, my friend. You are doing great work for the people of Minnesota.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I mean, I did, you know, my first election was very close. I won by 312 votes. But this last one, I won on a percentage basis by 1,000 times more.
Wow.
Yeah. So proud of you. I remember when you were just a lowly radio host like me. There was a giant picture of you looming over me in my radio studio for years. Godfather, the godfather of liberal radio. And here you are.
Well, you're doing a great job. Thanks for carrying the torch on the airwaves. And we need it. We can't completely cede it to them. You know, the Limbaughs and the minor league Limbaughs are... our pernicious presence.
Oh, that's right.
40 million Americans get their news from that. And
I soldier on in my vermin-infested hellhole for you, Senator, to you know, support the great work that you do. And I will see you in Philadelphia next week, all right?
I'll see you in Philadelphia. All look right. forward to it.
Thank you, Senator Franken. There he goes. Senator Al Franken. Yeah. He's a senator
that
now,
was
you
awesome.
Know.
Awesome.
Senator Franken. I don't know what to say.
I like the idea of vice president for him. I like that you
Mr.
snuck
vice
that
president.
In.
Yes, exactly.
Good.
Exactly. All right.